What's going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, the feast of fatalities begins. And if you're so inclined to want to serve up a dish for the rest of the crew, my only requirement is this. The article must go back no more than 6 months. So yes, gentlemen, please donate to the banquet. I'm pretty sure everybody will enjoy whatever meal you decide to prepare for this feast. Now, this article was published and updated on the 10th of June. 89-year-old accused of killing his wife, shot her after argument. Well. An 89-year-old man is accused of shooting and killing his wife in their Capitol Hill home. Said the pair hadn't gotten along for some time, so he shot her after an argument, according to court documents. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Isaac Ely walked into the Seattle Police East Precinct on June 7th to report that he had shot and killed his 83-year-old wife. When he entered, he told police that he had shot her about 1 to 3 days ago and that she was still in the bathroom where he killed her, according to court documents. Ely willingly gave his address and keys to police, where they searched the home to confirm what he was telling them. When they arrived, they found a quote-unquote, obviously deceased adult female in the bathroom with a gunshot wound to the abdomen. The woman was identified as 83-year-old Alice Mae Scott, Ely's wife. When he was arrested, he told police that he and his wife had, quote unquote, not gotten along for a long time, and that they were arguing on the day he shot her. He told police he went to the basement to get his shotgun out of a locked storage box and grabbed 4 or 5 shotgun shells. He went up to the bathroom where his wife was and shot her once. Although taking responsibility for his act in his confession to police, he showed little remorse. The defendant, based on the nature of the murder and his access to firearms, if released, clearly poses a danger to the community. A spokesperson for the King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office said. Well. Let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, shotgun blast to the stomach. Now, when it comes to burners, most people use pistols. In this case, I still got to give him a 5, even though he used the old scattergun. Psychological impact. I got to give this one a 5. and for the brutality factor. I also got to give this one a 5. Nope, wait a minute. Scratch that. Let me go ahead and up that to a 10. Shotgun blast? Yeah, that's very messy. So Ely the Exterminator gets a score of 30. This right here, gentlemen, lets you know, even a man of advanced age has a breaking point. He said it. They hadn't been getting along for a long time. What is it that a couple this old would have to argue about? Well, that just goes to show you that even in advanced age, women will still nag the hell out of you. But gonna circle back around. This just lets you know that every man, no matter how old he is, has a point of no return. And obviously, this woman drove this man to his line. And he said, you know what? Nope, I'm done. I'm gonna go ahead and remove the bane of my life from my life. The guy's 89 years old. You think he's not gonna live out the rest of his life in relative peace, even if he is in prison? He doesn't care. He's got one foot in the grave and his other foot is on an oil slick. But, let me reiterate, even if he is in prison, he's still gonna have that peaceful life away from his nagging deceased wife. Oh, I ain't shit. But, read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women, no matter how old you are, you better trust and believe. One day, the power will eventually go out. All the quote-unquote freedoms that you think you have with feminism will go out right along with it. Because once you push a man beyond his final breaking point, no one's going to be there. Just like every woman in every HMT scenario finds out. Your mouth will eventually write a check that your ass will not be able to cash. And guess what? You're gonna lose more than the argument. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.